Welcome back to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo podcast. You got Roper.
Yo.
You got me, Hunter. Something for me.
Hey, there he is.
Okay. And it's Valentine's Day today as the day of recording.
Yep.
So what did we think? We thought to ourselves we should get some love to some bands that aren't really quite around anymore.
Yeah.
It's a little sad, a little depressing, and that's what Valentine's Day is for most people. So
yeah.
We can just go ahead and continue the trend, I suppose.
I guess.
But we got a couple of... Oh, I guess I should give us the official title here. Our top five bands, we want to make a comeback.
Yeah.
We want to see these bands come back. That means they're either on a hiatus or they're just completely donezo.
Broken up. Just like me and every woman I've been with.
Ooh, very enthusiastic.
Valentine's Day related.
Okay. So we have some listener responses about some bands that, you know, these people wish that they'd make a comeback.
Yeah.
Roper, you want to hit us off?
We do. Carson Farrell says they would like to see Altessa come back.
Altessa. I haven't heard of them.
I've seen the band name before, but I don't think I've listened to them.
Yeah, me either.
Hopefully I got that band name right, but if not...
Oh, well. I got an easier one to say. Brian Crowder said The Matches.
I've never heard this band.
Me either. I feel like we're very uneducated this week.
They must be fire.
Jesus Christ. Okay,
Trouble Rebel of Tiny Falls said Brand New and Bayside. Definitely. I would like to see Bayside make a comeback. I'm kind of over Brand New.
Brand New, like, wasn't ever my style.
I was really into them for about 5 years or so, and then just kind of dropped off.
Yeah.
Because a lot of their, like, back half of their catalog is super depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of hard to listen to every day.
I feel like that Jesus Christ song's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
After that, I'm pretty much out.
Yeah.
Losers Club said Cartel.
Hell yeah. You like Cartel?
I don't really know them too well.
They got some bops, dude.
They got some bops?
They were good. They were, like, pretty prominent back when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
In my area. So they're, like, nice, fun, and catchy.
Yeah. And then the Empty Space Podcast, they said Balance and Composure.
This band rules. I would love to see them come back.
I've definitely heard a few songs by them.
Yeah.
But I haven't... When was their heyday?
I listened to them a lot in, like, 2013. So
okay.
I'd say 2013, 2014-ish. Maybe... Actually, probably early 2010s, I would say.
Gotcha. So there's a lot of music out there that we miss and we wish we came by.
Yeah.
The nice thing is that we pretty much have access to all this music all the time.
Absolutely. Thank God for streaming services.
Mm-hmm. You know, as much as the devil streaming services is,
yeah.
Based off of, and maybe these bands would still be around if they actually got paid. Although most of these bands would have been paid by, like, the dollar thing. You paid, like, $1.29 for a song back in the day.
They would have been paid by, like, yeah, iTunes, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. iTunes.
Back when it was 99 cents, dude.
99 cents. I remember when it changed to $1.29 and, like, everybody I knew that didn't steal music... was like,
just
the world
pissed.
Is ending.
Yep.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know how I'm ever going to afford music again.
I think by then I was pirating.
I pirated quite a bit, and then I, like, back in, like, the Linkin Park days.
Yeah.
And then when my mom wanted a new song, she'd be like, can you, like, use your internet wizardry to download this Shania Twain song? And I'm like, don't worry, Mom, I got you.
Don't worry, Mom, I'll break the law for you.
Yeah, although I will say this, my parents were really good about buying records and CDs and stuff.
Yeah.
Not records, but CDs. So we had, like, probably over 300 CDs.
Yeah, my parents bought a lot, too, so.
I'm really curious what happened to all those CDs. Most cars don't even have CD players anymore. Like,
yeah.
My car doesn't have a CD player.
Mine does, but mine's, like, doesn't have Bluetooth in it.
So. It doesn't have Bluetooth?
No, when I got I got it for, like, $12,000, and that's, like, the base model, basically.
Okay.
So I can plug an aux cable into it.
See, that's nice. Do you remember the old days when they had cassette player things? You pop the cassette player
yeah.
and it had the wire that would stick out, look really, like,
oh,
dingy,
yeah.
and then you just... But it, like, worked so well.
It worked,
like,
perfectly
magic.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was better than any of those, like, FM changer things.
Oh, those sucked.
I fucking...
Sucked.
Hated those.
My dad and I back in the day, he used to get the tape player and then bring our CD player along before there was, like, cell phones with music on it. I remember us, like, playing CDs in the car without a CD player, well, without, like, a built-in one. That used to blow my mind. Great story, I know, right?
Uh-huh. I like that. I like mine where I was on the bus a lot. And then,
yeah.
So I would bring the portable CD player.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, but it was too big to fit in your coat pocket, but it kinda did. So, like, you kind
of,
like...
It would just stick out of the side.
It's like when a girl, like, has, like, those, like, barely pockets, and you can see the 90% of her phone, but yeah, it's still in her pocket. That's how it was with these CD players.
I remember those days.
Yeah, I feel, like, bad for anybody under the age of, I don't know, like, 18 listening to this, because they would have no idea, like, what we're talking about.
My parents, maybe they would, I don't know. My parents had one of those.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I never had, like, a portable cassette player before, though.
I think I did back in the day, but...
Really?
That was a long time ago.
So, yeah, those are
those are childhood memories.
Yeah, some memories for you, some listener responses. Before we get into our official list, maybe, possibly, we should discuss some new releases of the week.
New music.
Roper, one of our favorites, Real Friends, released a new song.
They got a new single out, dude.
And it's kind of a bop.
I love it.
It's called Tell Me You're Sorry.
Tell me. Go ahead.
Sorry, I think, buddy.
Yeah. At first, I was like, hopefully this doesn't like sound like the rest of the EP that they put out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of it sounds like old Real Friends, but this kind of sounds like...
It's a nice mixture of both.
Yeah.
New and old.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It was a lot more aggressive than I thought it was going to be. Like, not the vocals, but like the actual instrumentation.
Yeah. It sounds completely different instrument-wise.
Mm-hmm. So I like this direction. I'm assuming they're probably working on getting an album out by 2023.
Oh, yeah, I could see it.
And I, for the most part, like the EP they dropped.
Unless, yeah.
Well, that's if I'm not counting the...
Reimagined
versions. Yeah. I think I only liked one of them, and it was like the teeth one, and I still didn't even like that one.
Yeah,
that
I'm not a huge fan. Like, we've talked about this multiple times. Just yeah. Teeth just does not...
Roper prefers My Shiny Teeth and Me over Teeth by Real Friends.
Yeah.
As most people will, because it's a bop.
Is that Chip Skylark?
It is.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
But that's like the dude from I want to say it's the Backstreet Boys, but I could be wrong.
No, it's Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
NSYNC, yeah. That's what it was, yeah. It's amazing that they managed to rope that guy into writing a song about teeth and
he needed some money.
Apparently. What did you get, Roper?
I picked a new band to me. They're called Dead American.
Mm.
And they just put out a new album last Friday called New Nostalgia. And the song that I picked from that is Not Buying In. It gives me some like Seosin vibes, and I don't know if it's the second lead singer of Seosin's in another band, and I think it's this one actually.
Oh, maybe that maybe why.
Yeah, I'm just putting two and two together.
I don't think I've listened to Seosin.
You probably have.
Probably maybe a few songs.
Yeah, but this is really heavy like album, so I enjoy it quite a bit so far from what I've heard from it.
Yeah, do you prefer heavy over softer stuff?
Just depends on the day.
Yeah, moods for sure.
Yeah,
I find myself listening to more upbeat music more though.
Yeah, lately I've been trying to like listen to happier music just because like seasonal depression, you know.
Do get that ska music going. Yep. Start listening to those horns, my friend.
Then I want to be outside the whole time.
Oh really?
Listening to ska music.
Oh, you know, when I'm listening to music, I do not want to be outside. I don't know why.
It's just the feel of ska music makes me feel like it should be summertime. I look outside and there's snow.
There's snow. But not much today.
Yeah, it's been kind of warm here.
It's a nice Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Some other notable releases. Frank Turner finally dropped his record. I feel like we've been talking about the singles for months now.
Well, what did I say last week? He just put out a fourth one, so the new album's got to come out this week.
I listened to it all the way through. It's going to be one of those records that I'm probably going to have to warm up to. There's a lot of weird spoken word on it that, like, I'm not really a big fan of.
Yeah.
It just kind of seemed like they tacked it in there. I don't know. Like, I feel like it would work really well live. I don't feel like it works well on the record
setting. As an album?
Yeah.
You might just have to sit with it longer, too.
And I only listened to it all the way through once. Yeah. And while I was listening to it, I was getting annoyed by...
by the spoken word stuff?
Well, no, I was just like in the car with my girlfriend and I was like trying to listen to it and she was trying to talk to me about something that I was not interested in at the time.
Freaking girlfriends, dude.
I know, right? I was like, and she's like, why are you paying attention to me? I'm like, because I've been waiting for this record to drop for 3 months.
I
see just you, let me listen
see
to
see you
it.
Every day, lady.
Mm-hmm. Cool your shit. Talk to you when we go home.
Yeah.
Actually ended up happening is me turning off the record and listening to her talk about it. I don't even remember what it was. Apparently it wasn't that important.
Man. Does she listen to our podcast?
Not usually.
Okay, good.
So even if she did her, she knows.
She wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's like it's not like she wasn't there when this happened. And then Trophy Eyes also released a new song called Nobody Said.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, most Trophy Eyes, like there's like two or three Trophy Eyes songs I like.
Yeah, I really like that song Figure Eight by them because they got a sweet sax solo in it.
Oh, okay.
But like, I don't know what it is for me. I think it's like the lead singer's voice, like the tone of his voice kind of throws me off every time I hear him.
But remember, we get all of our information from the Pop Punkers on Reddit. So if you guys are looking for new music, highly recommend going on there and seeing the new releases threads. It tells you new releases from Pop Punk all the way to other popular releases. Like, if you're a Billie Eilish fan, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a little T-Swift-a-roo.
Or Snoop Dogg fan.
Mm-hmm. A big old Snoop Dogg.
Little Snoop.
But Roper, I think it's time for our list.
Oh, okay. Right. So, the first band that I would love to see make a comeback on her.
Mm-hmm. I need to know.
They are called Tommy Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that I like the most from them is called Estate Sale.
This is a good one.
Oh yeah.
I really like it. It sounds kind of funky during the verses, like
yeah.
Like it doesn't work, but it does.
It,
if you listen to the full song, you'll definitely hear it. But the chorus really makes it.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling you earlier, they've got this I think I found one of my friend, or he's not really my friend, but I've like met him multiple times at like shows and stuff around Des Moines.
Oh, a nice acquaintance.
And he was sharing something on Twitter. And this was like back in 2015 and I watched the video and it was these guys. And I was like, from that opening guitar I was really hooked by it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intricate and super cool. But what really does it for me is in that live video, I think they're called like Little Elephant is the, is the YouTube channel. Yep. And they play like three songs on there. This is on one, but the dude's, like, his actual, like, voice on the video as opposed to the studio recording of this, I feel like it's 10 times better.
Sometimes bands just play their music way better live.
Yeah, and this was one of those bands, but these guys were, like, active. I think they were only a band for, like, a year, and they managed to put out one record, and then they, after 2015, they just disappeared, it's kind of sad because they put out this fucking phenomenal record with no follow-up, and I've tried to look online to see like what happened to them, and I can't see if they're in any other bands or where the fuck they went. So
damn. Did they have any social media?
Yeah, I looked on their Twitter, but
it's
nothing. It's still like promoting shows from 2015-ish. So I think by the time that I actually found them, they were already done, which is really sad. This is like a common theme throughout my whole list is like all these bands that I want to see make a comeback. It's because I miss them completely.
Yeah, so, which is sad you didn't get to like live the heydays with the band.
I did. I wish I did because these guys, I feel like I even saw on their Twitter, they're like, hey, any bands from Des Moines to New York area, like want us to play a show with them. And I'm like, God damn it. I fucking missed them in Des Moines. Yeah.
It's too bad.
But I really, Yeah, if anybody knows like what happened to this band, please reach out and tell me, because I want to see if they're in any other projects or if they're going to make a comeback or anything. It'd be nice.
We need to hear.
Yeah, but yeah, I love this band. I wish they would just come on back already.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
Where are you at? I got a band, Roper.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people know this band. And that would be Sugar Cult.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows Sugar Cult, right?
I'm bouncing off the walls again.
Ooh, good song choice. I'm actually going to choose Stuck in America. Stuck in America. Stuck in America. Miles in America. Stuck in America. Yeah. Dude, like the intro of this one.
Yeah, I can't remember what movie it's on.
I swear to God, it's like Cheaper by the Dozen or something.
Either Cheaper by the Dozen or
something
Max,
with a skateboard.
Or Max Keeble's Big Move. And I think it's Max Keeble's Big Move.
You think it's Max Keeble's Big Move?
With when they have Tony Hawk's son like riding through the school on his skateboard. I think they're playing it then.
Oh. I bet it's in a lot of movies.
It probably is.
Yeah.
But yeah, the skateboard definitely sticks out. I'm going to have to watch either Max Keeble or Cheap by the Dozen to figure
I feel like
it would
work really well in the Goofy movie for some reason.
Yeah, but this came... It might be around the time Extremely Goofy movie came out.
Yeah.
Because they're skateboarding in that one.
Mm-hmm, like, they're doing, like, the X Games, basically.
Yeah, and then they go to the cafe where they read the poems and everybody's just snapping at them.
They're like, why do we wear gloves?
Yeah. How do they get the snapping sound from the glove?
Anyway, this is the song's off of Start Static, and the band, their lifespan was between 1998, which is a lot longer than I thought, actually.
Definitely in time for the Goofy, or Extremely Goofy movie.
Mm-hmm, and they went through 2011.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not too bad, right? That's, how many years is that? 11 plus 2, 13 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad at all. So, Sugar Cult. It had some fantastic songs back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the bands that really got me into the genre, fun fact. I admit that I am not as familiar with their earlier work, but Start Static is a great record, and I still think it stands out today. The vocals, guitars, and just everything is catchy, fun, and has some heart to it. I wanted to express, when I delved into this genre of music fully, I had my Zune. Everyone loves them with the Zune story. I was just downloading music left and right because that's basically what like Apple Music and Spotify were before they were really a thing.
Yeah.
So, I remember just finding Sugar Cult and thinking, holy shit, this is fucking bomb. Yeah, this is so good.
I'm trying to think of the first Sugar Cult song that I heard. I think it's that one.
I feel like it's Bounce Off the Walls again for me.
It's either that one or the Get Back. Oh, Memory.
Memory.
Yeah.
You know, I think that song's a little overrated in their repertoire.
I think it is too.
I think they have much better songs. But either way, you know who else I always confuse Sugar Cult with this band, but American Hi-Fi.
Oh yeah.
They're a really good band too.
I don't know how deep I dove into that band, so I'm not.
They just have some really good one-off songs.
Yeah.
Here and there. But anyway, yeah, that's Sugar Cult.
Fuck yeah.
And American Hi-Fi because I just remembered them.
Did you see why they quit being a band or
I don't think there was a I think it was actually they're on hiatus.
Oh, on hiatus.
The only thing I could really find was that basically after I think in 2017 or 18 or something like that, John Feldman from Goldfinger.
Yeah.
And your favorite producer of all time did some type of show for them.
Oh, really?
But I don't think anything ever came back. I think it's one of those bands that are forever going to be on hiatus.
Yeah.
I didn't really
probably
find too
play
much
like a few reunion shows every once in a while.
But... Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they put a reunion show for their 10-year anniversary for Stuck in America.
Oh, okay.
Which I think was in 2013.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I could be wrong though. So, but anyway, yeah, that was Sugar Cult. What do you got next for me, Roper?
Hunter, I have a band named Cold Front.
Oh. I think a lot of people would like Cold Front.
I think so too. The song that I picked is Float Around.
Great song. The record it's off of, even better.
Oh, yeah.
Great record. I wish I feel like this is one of the bands that didn't really get the credit they needed to continue.
I don't think they did. They were only around for about 5 years, from 2013 to 2018. So, like,
yeah. I could see this band coming back, though.
I could, too. I want to see them make a comeback, because 5 years is not enough for this band. I can't believe, like, how much or what they put out, like, their EP and this whole album are just, like, nonstop bangers.
I think I've only listened to the record.
Yeah, the record. I like the record more than the EP, but
okay,
because the record is just, like, nonstop, like, front to back.
Good. Just bangers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, like, how much influence they have on, like, today's bands, but I feel like they're, like, kind of a hidden gem unless you, like, go on Spotify, because they're on every other fucking playlist on Spotify now.
Yeah, which is nuts. You'd think that, like, but that's how I thought they'd be forgotten.
That's how I found them. I wonder, like, because they were out and like, touring and stuff during, like, the, like, Sad Boy Pop Punk, Defend Pop Punk era.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I wonder how their band would have, like, shaped out to be, like, today.
You know, I think at that period, there was, like, the big four bands,
yeah,
that really took over. You had, like, The Story So Far, like, The Wonder Years.
Neck Deep
was,
and State Champs,
but there was another one that
Man Overboard,
yeah, because Man Overboard was the one that started the Defend Pop Punk thing. But, like, I think those bands, like, they had, like, maybe 5 to 10 bands that were, like, really kings of
the
everything
staples,
and then I think it was a lot harder for other bands to really break through at that time.
Unfortunately, like, it sounds like they struggled to keep their band together through the last year of them being active. Like, they had a bunch of members leaving and then rotating, and then finally in 2018, after both their actual vocalists and their backing vocalists left, and two of the members, I think it was a guitar player and the drummer, were like, we can't continue on, like, no, but it won't be like Cold Front without, like, these other two guys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which really sucks. So they called it an indefinite hiatus in 2018. I would love to see them come back now, because there's a lot of bands from Canada that are, like, making a fucking impact on this genre right now. And
yeah, they're killing it.
These guys were from Canada too, and it'd be kind of nice to see them come back and be at the forefront of this, like, wave of pop punk music.
Seaways from Canada.
Yeah.
You got Calling All Captains.
Yeah.
They've made a big splash in the water lately.
Chief State.
Yeah, I really feel like they would... Honestly, I feel like they would... I feel like they're almost a step ahead of a lot of those bands.
Absolutely.
You listen to, like, their sounds and stuff, like, those bands that we just mentioned are still developing their sound.
Yeah.
But I feel like they had a very developed sound.
Yeah, especially for them only being together for 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it was great.
I would love to see them come back and make at least, like, one more album and see what they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
I would love to see Cold Front come back.
Come on, Cold Front.
Come on, guys.
We miss you.
Who do you got next?
I got The Kids Can't Fly. I don't feel like anyone knows this artist but me.
No.
But I'm going to share a little song with you, a little ditty, if you will. And that's called She Called Shotgun. So this was off the record More Than You Know. Their lifespan was from 2006 to 2014, so not, like, super long, about 8 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of those bands that really never got their time to shine, a pop punk with a horn section that was honestly really good.
Yeah.
You just don't see many bands like this that add a horn section, and maybe there is a reason for that, but I always really enjoyed the genre. You know, while this band may never come back, I hope that more bands like them will come from the ashes of these guys.
Yeah.
You got, like, Keep Flying is, like, one of the only bands that are really making an impact right now with the same type of genre as what these guys are doing.
I think a lot of bands are kind of skeptical to add a whole horn section because of, like, touring and stuff.
The touring
would
be difficult.
You have to add, like, at least another 3 people to the payout to the end of the shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not counting all the other people who didn't play.
Yeah.
in the cut of that. So
I think that's the biggest, because yeah, you gotta have a big enough tour van,
yeah,
to do this. Then you have to split the profits equally. Like, if you're gonna be in a band like this that's going to tour, you have to expect to make absolutely no money.
Yeah, maybe 10 to 20 bucks a show.
Yeah,
if you're lucky.
Which is like nothing. You know? You basically have to live in that van.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what Keep Flying a lot of time does.
I think so. Because I don't know if you follow them on like TikTok or anything, but
I've seen them on there.
Yeah, they're always on the road, mm-hmm, or in the van.
Well, I know some of the members like have other jobs.
Yeah.
And then I mean, like, that's you kind of have to. Yeah, like, it's or they have like a spouse that is willing to, you know, help out the majority of it. Yeah. Like bands like Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish that have these horn sections.
Oh, they've been doing it forever.
But they make the money.
Yeah.
Like, they make the money to be able to like live somewhat of a comfortable life.
Yeah.
Which is awesome and great. But like, that's so hard.
Yeah.
So difficult. So I get it why these bands don't really last. But still, really, I just love the genre so much. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So I hope to see more bands. I'm trying to think of more bands like this that would have a similar,
without it being an actual ska band.
Yeah. Well, I mean it's kind of hard. Like Millington kind of comes to mind.
Yeah.
I've been really into them lately. But I don't know. I don't really see them touring much.
No, not really. I think, like I said, they're back in the studio.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I got for this lovely band that I wish would come back.
I feel like everybody should check out that band too. I was very impressed by them.
Yeah, they're good shit. They're good shit. What do you got, Roper?
Your vocalist is very nice.
I know. I like the vocal voice too.
My next pick is a band called This Time Next Year.
Ooh.
And this, my favorite song from them is New Sensation. From the record Roadmaps and Heart Attacks.
Okay.
This is probably my favorite album by them. Their lifespan was from about 2006 to 2012.
I feel like this band really, and I was talking about Roper with this earlier, but like really gives me newfound glory vibes.
Oh yeah. I think that's why I got into them originally.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I completely missed this band while they were active. And it's kind of a shame because they are like a true form like pop punk band. They just got so much energy in everything that they like put out, and I feel like they're like super underrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
I even wrote down here like they had phenomenal energy to them. That reminds me how I feel when I hear Newfound Glory.
Boom, nailed it. Nailed it without even reading it.
Yeah. I mean, everything that they put out is catchy as fuck. They broke up in 2012, which is around the first time that I found them. Brad Wiseman, their guitar player and backing vocalist, went on to form the band Misser with Tim Landers of
Misser quit too.
Huh?
Didn't Misser quit as well?
Well, Misser had to quit because Tim Landers died.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
But they came out, they ended up putting out a new EP last year, I think.
Oh, really?
But I think it was all songs that they haven't finished yet all the way. Cause,
okay.
Because Tim Landers died in 2019. And so I think they had some stuff that they were still working on. And gotcha. Ended up putting it out because I feel like I hear him on the record, but I could be completely wrong.
Misser was actually on my list originally.
Oh, I've been listening to them quite a bit this week just to kind of see like how they sounded, and that first Misser record is fucking amazing.
Is it the one with the girl?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That record,
the 2012 song, really gets me. I really like that one.
Yeah, there. I can't remember which song I've been digging. I can't remember the title to it, but yeah, I really enjoyed that last record, or that first record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with 10 years being passed from them actually like breaking up, I feel like it'd be nice for them to come back. And I don't like we were saying, I don't know what Misser has like on the docket for them, but it'd be kind of cool to see This Time Next Year come back together. And
yeah,
maybe I wouldn't say like necessarily put out a new album, but like at least come out and play a couple shows, mm-hmm, for once and test the waters. But I'm not sure what the inner workings of that band is or was. So
It's really hard to keep a band together, let alone one that has had a loss like that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't expect it.
Well, Tim Landers is in transit, so like this time next year would be fine.
I was gonna mention transit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's who. I knew someone had passed, but I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
This is a singer, right?
Guitar and backup vocals.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is depressing. Because they all had their good songs.
Oh yeah.
So
I think I might like miss her more than transit.
I do too. Out of the three we're talking about right now, I think I would prefer miss her.
I had a huge transit phase in like 2012, mm-hmm. 2013 ish. And then I kind of just like, I don't know if everybody who I was hanging out with just listened to them too much to the point where I was like, okay, I'm kind of annoyed. But then I found miss her. And I'm like, oh, these guys are really fucking good. I wish I would have.
Well, transit has that Young New England song that I really like. Yeah, Young New England.
Is that them?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were, all those bands were really great.
Oh, yeah.
And a
lot of them were really short-lived, too.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happens. Sometimes you just have to keep trying. Like, a lot of bands that actually really got big, they had a lot of other projects before they found what worked. And there's a few bands that lucked out from the beginning.
Yeah,
but I think they just changed their sound, though, instead of, like, quitting and starting
new bands. Found out what everybody liked from them and...
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, they didn't try to change up too drastically.
Yep.
Or they probably put out one song, like Imagine Dragons, they had like this sound before and then they put out Radioactive and everybody's like, we need to focus on this.
You know what's funny? I didn't like that song from the time it came out.
That song I hated that song when it came out. And I'm like, It's Time is probably their best song on that record. I don't know why we're talking about Imagine Dragons right now, but
I don't know either.
And they put out everything that sounds like a robot pooped on it. Fucking hate it, dude.
Robot pooped on it. Just nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts. But yeah, I would love to see this year or this time next year come back because they have been like a staple band for me since I first heard them. So
maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
You never know. I got a band that no one knows about.
Oh, yeah.
They're called Single File.
Oh.
I've never heard another person mention this band before.
I think you're the only person that I know that's heard this band.
Yeah, it's one of those Zune ones that I found Zune back band. In the days. Yeah, I call them my Zune bands. I think they were really... I feel like they had a presence during Warped Tour for a little bit. But anyway, let's just start off with a song by them. I really like Girlfriend. All my girlfriends are breaking up with me. And all my good friends, yeah.
This is a whistling song, right?
This is the whistling one. There's some whistles on here. It's off the record, Common Struggles. Their lifespan was from 2005 to 2010, so 5 years. They had, I'm trying to think, they had at least a few. I feel like there was like three releases, but I can't remember if they're records, EPs, or whatnot.
Yeah.
I know they had at least one full-length record. They have like some really good songs like Mannequin Love Seat. The one that actually kind of got some type of fame to it was, and I'll mention this later, but Zombies Ate My...
Oh, yeah.
Neighbors or something like that. So anyway, I always thought Single File was this great band that nobody ever talked about, and I never understood why. They had a minor hit with Zombies Ate My Neighbors, which is how I found them, but they had tons of great tracks, and they were one of those bands that dominated my Zune back in the good old days. I don't know why I talk for every these things.
I do the same thing,
yeah,
too.
Just repeat yourself. They always had a really fun way of creating music, and I always thought that really stood out. I know this is one of those bands that are done for good, but I would love to see what they would create today.
Yeah.
You want to know how I actually found this band?
How?
So there used to be this anime called... what was it called? It's a zombie, High School of the Dead.
Okay.
And there was a AMV. I used to watch a lot of AMVs back in the day, which stands for Anime Music Video, if you aren't a weeb like me. The Zombies Ate My Neighbors song
some
was on
reason,
there.
Just pop punk works with anime.
It does.
Like
they had that whole thing with All Time Low and the...
Yeah.
And then I found out... It was so funny. So I go and pick up people from the airport for my job often to like bring them back to the dealership I work at.
Oh, okay.
And so I'll have whatever, I'll just have something streaming and then it'll just go the next song, next song, next song. So as the dude's like getting in, it's Jared Alonji's band, Sunrise Skater Kids, did a cover in Japanese of the All Time Low song with the anime intro thing that was really big on TikTok. And the dude's like a Wall Street guy that I picked up, and he looks at the screen that says what the song is, and then like looks at me, and he was like, "This is some interesting music."
You fucking weeb.
Yeah, basically, he just called me a fucking nerd to my face. But yeah, no, this is one of those bands that like I feel like really had a unique sound, especially for the time period.
Yeah.
I just really think that was interesting. Although Roper would completely disagree because there's whistling in there.
Yeah. Once you get past the whistling, it's actually really catchy.
I like the whistle.
I just feel like it's not creative. And it's like the
green
world
is not a creative color. Yeah. If you know what I'm referencing.
I don't.
You know, have you never seen Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's one of those YouTube shows that's like really fucked up, and it's just played with puppets, and then like all of a sudden this notebook comes alive and they start singing a song, and then like this, they're like, "What's your favorite color?" And the one guy's like, "Red," and he's like, "That's creative." And the other one's like, "Purple." And it's like, "That's creative." And the one guy's like, "Green." And he's like, "Green is not the creative color." You'll only think it's funny if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Roper's looking at me like I'm the dumbest person in the world.
Well, what's this video called?
It's called it's the first episode of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Okay,
and there's six of them, and they're really good.
I'll have to look them up when I get home.
It's just tonight. Like fucked up puppet stuff.
Okay, I like puppets.
Do you like fucked up shit?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I do.
You'll fit right in. That's single file. Roper, yeah. You want to go to your next one?
The next band that I want to see make a comeback is Valencia.
Ooh. I feel like a lot of people know Valencia, but they don't know that they know Valencia.
Yeah, they're very... I don't know. They were successful during that time where it was like
the Warped Tour days, right?
Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
early to mid 2000s, where a lot of those bands were either on like they were either on like Fuse or like MTV randomly. Just they would randomly pop up and you'd hear one song and then you wouldn't see them again for another fucking 10 years.
Sad day.
I don't know. But yeah, the song that I like by them is Safe to Say. From the record We All Need a Reason to Believe. Their lifespan was from about 2004, and I think they're still kind of active, but they went on a hiatus in 2011-ish.
Mm-hmm.
This band was one of my favorite bands, like from the beginning of my pop punk days. I think my friend, who is a grade above me, she made me like a mix CD, and I can't remember which song was on it, but it was a Valencia song.
Was this the one girl that you had a crush on?
I don't know. I don't know if I had a crush on her. But
I feel like you have a lot of people making you mixtapes back in the day.
I did.
I didn't have a single person other than my mom.
Well, it's because like I think my personality in high school. This is from my perspective. I could be completely wrong, but I was like kind of like the music guy.
Oh, you're the music guy.
Where everybody was like, "Oh, he likes good music," and like. I was like, "Yeah, I do." And then I grew my hair out long, wore weird clothes.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing those pictures. We didn't have a beard yet.
Yeah. Or like my beard was like from the bottom of my chin.
Oh, you got like the chin strap.
Like an Amish beard.
Uh-huh. Oh, I feel you. Continue.
Yeah. But this was on that like mix CD that she made me. And I was like completely blown away by Shane Henderson's voice. Like he's got like kind of a unique raspy voice to him that I like. But I think these guys were like a staple in the early to mid 2000s, part of that Warped Tour scene with like bands like Mayday Parade and All Time Low, kind of in that side of the genre.
Okay. More of the poppier side.
Yeah, the poppier side. They remind me a lot of The Maine too.
Really?
Yeah. I think, because she had put one of the Maine songs on that CD too, so I'd always get them mixed up with Valencia.
Okay.
But this is all my own discretion, my brain. But yeah, these guys were fucking killer. I love their first two albums. There's so much like passion and just like you feel something when you listen to these two records. Their third record, Dancing with a Ghost, is like all right, but it's not my favorite. But in like 2011, wait, let me go back. Yeah, by the time I was like really big into them, they were already on hiatus. Story of my life. 2011, their drummer Maxim Soria was killed in a motorcycle accident and put the band on a 4-year break.
Jeez, that's depressing.
Yeah, it's really sad. In 2016, the band reunited for 2 shows, and now they're still listed as active, but they haven't put anything new out except for like a reissue of their 2010 album.
How do you reissue it? Like, do they just remix it or something?
Yeah, it's like a remaster, I think. Okay. Or it's like a 10-year anniversary version of the album.
Gotcha.
So they might have put more songs on there, but I don't really know. But I would really love to see them make a comeback. I feel like Shane Henderson has such like a unique voice, and the rest of the band was really fucking good too. So, but also, if you like his voice, he's got a side project called Promise of Redemption.
I haven't heard that at all.
It's really fucking good. It's all acoustic stuff, and he had wrote that album about an ex-girlfriend who had died. And she died because she got in a lawnmower accident. But he wrote 2 great albums after that for Promise of Redemption.
It's like Roper's smiling when he said it.
Well, like, you kind of feel bad. Like, something beautiful came out of, like,
that's just
something
music,
tragic,
dude.
Though.
Yeah, that's just fucking music. That's why a lot of music is all fucking heartbreak and shit.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It's hard to write. Honestly, for me, it's very hard to write happy music. I don't have happy songs, actually.
No, you
don't.
I would
like to try to write a happy song and see what it's like.
Try to write something positive.
I think what would happen was it would be a sad song lyrically, but like instrumentally it would be really happy.
It would sound, it'd be kind of like a fucking Third Eye Blind song.
Oh, Semi-Charmed. Yeah, Semi-Charmed. Yeah. Then you got the... All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. One of us is wrong, it's probably me.
No, I just sing the second half of that verse.
Okay. Yeah. Is it my turn, Roper?
Yeah.
I got a pop punk staple here.
Oh, yeah?
Everyone knows this one. Probably. Maybe not. I don't know. It's Modern Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it would be a crime to not pick this song, so I went with...
I feel like everybody wants this band to come back too.
Oh yeah, I picked Your Graduation. It's off the record, You're Gonna Miss It All, which Roper and I's opinion, best record from them.
Hands down.
Hands down. Their lifespan was about from 2011 to 2017. I feel like this is...
Only 6 years?
Yeah.
Really? Isn't that nuts? They put out a lot of shit in 6 years.
3 full records and some EPs and singles here and there.
Damn.
Before I even... You know what, I'm gonna read my thing just so I don't repeat myself twice.
Yeah, just read it.
But then we're gonna jump into some other stuff. So I know some diehard Modern Baseball fans that would absolutely die of happiness if this band were to make a return. Modern Baseball is one of those bands that was an acquired taste for me, but once I got it, like, I got it. You're Gonna Miss It All is one of those pop punk slash emo staples that everyone should listen to, and Your Graduation has the most legendary music video in the scene. Fight me on it. There's no better music video than this one. I'd love to see them come back and shape the scene with some like heartbreaking lyrics and unique sounding melodies, and like they always did something cool like that. And then I said the Front Bottoms can only take so much credit for that type of music.
Exactly. That's kind of how I feel about them. Like before, when I first heard them, when everybody was like, "Oh, Modern Baseball is the best band ever," like back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't see it. And then it took me about 5 years to actually be like, oh, no, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, like, I like Modern Baseball, but I don't think that they're as great as everyone says.
Yeah, I think they definitely are an acquired taste.
Like, even if Modern Baseball and the Front Bottoms were still both active, I would pick the Front Bottoms every time.
Oh, yeah?
Every time. I love the Front Bottoms. I think they're one of the best bands out there.
I like the Front Bottoms, but I would have to pick Modern Baseball.
You'd have to pick Modern Baseball over the Front Bottoms.
Because I like more songs by Modern Baseball than I do the Front Bottoms.
Really? Huh. Okay, fair enough.
Because Front Bottoms, every time I think of them, I can only think of that meme
The roast beef one?
The roast beef sandwich one. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's so true. Like, he's probably going to write a song about a roast beef sandwich.
I hope he does. Year. I hope it's so obvious that he stole it from that meme.
Yeah.
All right, regardless, let's talk about this. So, modern baseball. I feel like it's something that everyone should, like, give a chance.
Absolutely.
I think it's definitely an acquired taste. I had something to say about this band before, and then I read that, and I totally blanked on what it was going to be. Which really makes me sad. But I would like to see how they evolved, yeah, or how they would have evolved. Like if they were to come back, I know that one of the lead singers, Brendan, I believe his name is, like he had a lot of depression.
Yeah.
If you guys really like modern baseball and you haven't seen the documentaries on their YouTube channel, it's super well done. It's
I haven't seen any of them.
Dan Campbell's in one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dan's like, how do these guys that are so young make such a great record for their first record or something like that? So, yeah, they're one of those bands that is loved by everyone in the scene. It's very depressing to know that it's probably not going to come back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I know the drummer has his own project.
Yeah.
I can't think of what this is called right now.
One of the guitar players, like we were talking about earlier off mic, he's in a band called Slaughter Dog something.
Okay.
And it's okay, but it's not modern baseball.
Yeah, there's a few bands that like share the modern baseball style.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone, it's kind of like drinking like the off-brand soda. You're like, it's pretty good, but it's not what...
It's like a Sam's Cola to like a Pepsi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly what I'm thinking here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think just the interest of like knowing how they would have progressed if they were to continue going, I think that would have... Because I really feel like they kind of revolutionized the style of music.
Revolutionized.
Like they're the ones that like... They were the forefounders of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I wonder where they would have taken it with time. Because I wasn't really a big fan of their last record at all.
Yeah.
I listened to it all the way through like once or twice. And I was like, no, not for me. But I know a lot of people that really love it. So, but yeah, I feel like that's a, I don't want
to. It'd be kind of cool to see where they would see kind of what they would put out now.
Yeah. You know? Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse here. So.
Yeah, they're already dead. So.
Jesus. Okay, Roper, how about you go?
All right.
This is your number one, right?
Yeah, this is my number one, my numero uno.
Ooh, I know what it is.
And it is Set Your Goals.
Ooh, this is a great band.
Yeah.
It's one of those bands I don't really give enough credit.
I know. I always feel like I sleep on them or like I'll stop listening to them for like a couple months and then...
It's okay. They slept on us. They're
sleeping on us right now.
Yeah, so...
My favorite song is Like You to Me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. When it's your own mind. Don't be afraid to find a way. Communicate your thoughts when it's your own mind. Better to know. Get yes or no. Then wonder if I wait. I'm feeling it again. The next side of all sense. This is from their record, This Will Be the Death of Us. Their lifespan was about 2004 to 2012, and then they came back for a little bit in 2015, and it says that they're still active, but I don't think they are.
More of a hiatus.
Yeah, more hiatus.
Hiatus.
Hiatus. What can I say about this band? Everything they put out was fucking awesome. This band had... an amazing energy to them, and after their last album in 2011, they just kind of disappeared for a couple of years, which was really sad, because in 2011, I saw them at Warped Tour, and it was, like, the second band that I saw that day. The first one was Enter Shikari, so they, like, set a precedent for the day, and then Set Your Goals came up next, and I was just, like, ready to fucking go all day. Like, I was pumped.
They were your pump-up band.
Dude.
They are a great pump-up band.
Oh, dude.
They're one of those bands, like, I feel like a lot of bands take a lot of inspiration from.
I think so. I think a lot of bands today can say that their Set Your Goals is a major influence on them. I really feel like after that 2011 album, though, I don't know if a lot of people liked it or not. I loved it, but I would like to see, like, kind of, I mean, they were kind of on the up and up after that album came out. On the up and up again, I should say.
Yeah.
But then in 2012, the drummer Mike Ambrose left the band, and the band went on a 3-year hiatus in 2015. I was so fucking hyped when I heard that they were coming back, and then they just disappeared again. They didn't really, I don't think they put anything out besides like a re-release of Reset, which is their first EP. And then they might have done a re-release for Mutiny, which is their first record. So I was sad, like, I didn't get to see them when they were out on that brief tour, because they ended up going to Chicago, and I think I was going to go, but something came up, which was unfortunate, because they're phenomenal live. I also would like to say that they were, like, never shy to call out, like, the system or, like, today's politics of the time. Like, they weren't afraid to, like, speak their mind. I really want to see what Set Your Goals has to say about, like, today's fucking climate, and I wonder, like, what they would say. So I would love to see them make a comeback and tell me. Some of their positive, like, non, like, political songs are actually, like, get me really fucking pumped up.
Yeah, I don't really listen to too much political music.
I wouldn't say they're, like, overtly political, but they definitely have some songs where they're like, fuck the government.
Yeah, which is completely justified.
Each his own.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I got Moose Blood Roper.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about Moose Blood.
How'd you get Moose Blood?
How'd I get Moose Blood?
Yeah. Did you kill a moose for it?
No. I just bought it off eBay.
Oh, okay.
A little vial.
That's easier.
I have it next to my bed so I can sleep well.
I better put all my moose hunting tools away then.
Yeah, we don't need them. Unneeded. Unnecessary. Let's talk about the song Talk in Your Sleep. So this song came off the record I Don't Think I Can Do This Anymore, which is a very long title for a record.
Yeah, the Blue Album, right?
Yes, this would be the Blue Album.
I'm surprised you picked this song, though. I like it, but...
Yeah, I like all of them. I feel like I talk about Blush a lot.
Yeah, Blush is probably my... Actually, no, their first record is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I love them all for different reasons.
Yeah.
I think... But for some reason, I just want to talk about Talk in Your Sleep, because I really like this one.
Hey, that's okay. That's your good list.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
So their lifespan was from 2012 to 2018. It's only 6 years.
Really?
And they, like, really did a good job of popping off in those 6 years. I feel like they had a lot of fans. So Moose Blood seriously had a very special sound that was, like, my calm down music. And I'm very saddened to hear that their hiatus due to some, like, serious allegations that the band has refuted time and time again. I clearly don't know how much is true or false, but I have such a hard time believing that the band has lied by refuting them, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, the vocals, the lyrical content mixed with, like, the twinkly guitars and the punchy, but, like, relaxed drums, which I think is really rare, really did it for me. And I would love to see them come back stronger than ever.
Me too.
I'm hoping they do a Real Friends, where they just kind of show up again with new songs and they kick ass. I really don't know. I think it's about a 50-50 with this band if they ever actually come back or not.
I think so too. Or if they do come back, they're not gonna have a good reputation, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, like, short story or long story short, like, I guess what happened was the drummer was doing some, like, naughty things.
Yeah, I knew about the drummer.
They kicked him out.
Yeah.
And then they replaced him with somebody else, at least for the tour they were on.
Which is kind of weird because when I saw them, I can't remember if it was just, like, right when the allegations came out, like, right around the same time, but I remember them, they probably had a different guy playing the drums anyways, but...
I saw them twice. I saw them at the One Warped Tour I went to, which was, like, 2014 or maybe something like that.
Yeah.
And then I saw them... I forget what band it or what tour it was on, but they were an opener. They did really well.
Yeah, did... Because I think I saw them with Open Up for... Shit, I can't remember, but I know I've seen them before, and I can't remember which state it was. I'm pretty sure it was Chicago.
Mm. Yeah. But they're such a great band.
Yeah.
And they sound a lot different live than they do on a record.
Oh, yeah.
They sound more energetic live for the most part. And this bass, like the bassist, like always did this really weird dance when he played, and I always thought it was really funny. That's beside the point. Going back to the allegations, and then there was like some type of allegation where some woman had said that the lead singer had like taken her nudes and showed the rest of the band and like their group chat or something.
Oh.
And then he like refuted it and went to the police, and then like allegation after allegation just kept coming, and he was like, yo, we didn't fucking do this. We're like really sick to our stomachs that people are claiming this about our band. It's not true.
And if he went to the police about it,
that's how I feel better about it. There was like the one with A Day to Remember's guitarist where he was like, I'm going to the police, and then
he never did.
I don't know if he did or didn't, but like I believe the victim over the guitarist in that scenario.
Okay.
But like I don't know, like it's all
Same with Neck Deep, that guy from Neck Deep, how he went to the police about it and they didn't find him guilty or anything. So.
Well, first and foremost, it's hard to. It's really hard to like, and a lot of times the police like they're just like, oh, another one. Oh, you have nudes that you shouldn't have or whatever. Yeah. Like all they have to do is delete off their phone, their iCloud and whatever, and then how do you prove that you do or do not have it? So it's ridiculous. It's sad that like we even have to discuss this.
Yeah, it's a very
we don't have to, but in this case I feel like it's justified.
Unfortunately, that's like what comes with our scene of music.
I think that, but you know what, rappers and shit, like
they do it
way worse than our scene,
like way worse shit, like,
and it doesn't seem like anybody cares as
like
much.
That guy XXXTentacion or whatever his name is,
okay,
he did some fucking terrible shit and people still like glorify him after he died and stuff.
What was like the one guy was like, my body?
Oh, R. Kelly.
Yeah. R. Kelly,
he was peeing on girls, dude.
That's not good.
And he was that dude is like almost as delusional as Kanye West.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, Machine Gun Kelly had, like, the one tweet that was like, I don't care how old she is. About She's fucking hot.
About Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she was, like, he was, like, 23 and she was, like...
She was, like, 14 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. It's fucked up.
And you guys like him.
Yeah.
You guys like Mr. Kelly.
You guys are like, Emo Girl is the best song we've ever heard. And I agree with you. It's the best song I've ever heard. But you know what? Enough's enough.
Emo Girl of Age. Okay, Mr. Kelly.
That should have been what the title of the song was. No, it should have been Emo Girl and then in parentheses of age.
Of age.
Jesus Christ. Okay. That's our top five bands that we wish would make a comeback.
Yeah.
I thought this list was going to be a lot harder than it was. I had a lot of fun actually putting it together.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about, how do you feel about this list?
I like my list.
Yeah.
Like
yours.
No, our list.
There.
Jesus, I like our list.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like these, it's kind of hard to like say, hey, go check out these bands, because like there's not a lot of reason to support a band that isn't going forward anymore.
Okay, but I've been trying to articulate that in my own brain, because like I'm more likely to go and listen to a band that's currently active than go back to a band that isn't active.
I agree.
Am I weird for that?
No, I think that's a good thing. I think
I'm always,
you're actively supporting a band that is like continuing
I think I'm just trying to find new music constantly, so it's like hard for me to go back to bands that are like, their most recent album is like 2013.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean like a lot of it's nostalgia with me. I'll go back to like a lot of the songs on this list were very nostalgic and I really like to go back to them in that time.
Yeah, I should say if I already know the band, then I'm okay with going back to them. But if somebody's
like a band that's,
say, hey, have you heard this band? And then their last album was like 2013. I'm like, I'll give them a try, but I'm not going to give them a serious try.
Yeah, I feel like Cold Front's like one of the bands that like, I'll go against that with.
Yeah.
I feel like their music's so good that I like, really like to listen to them.
It's more so of a modern or like closer to today's music than of its time.
Yeah, I feel like they were leading the charge on that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, should we get to the next segment?
Yeah.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. You can find a link to the form in our link tree on any and all of our social medias. Roper, we have this week Me From You with their song Wear Me Out. So what about this band Me From You? They are a five-piece pop-punk band based out of NYC. After releasing the debut EP, Framework, Me From You quickly went back into the studio with Alan Day of 4 Years Strong. Isn't that cool? Yeah. To finish their up-and-coming release, Rival Towns. The single Wear Me Out is currently streaming everywhere.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And the story behind the song is about knowing how to handle toxic relationships.
Ooh.
I feel a lot of people in this scene may need this song.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit. That's even funnier. Well, Roper, should we kick it?
Let's kick it.
In everything, everything. And I lie about the change that wore me down. I can't admit I'm not the man you think you saw through it. If you had some sense, you'd call me out. Won't let this linger for too long and try to talk it out. Don't wear me out. Don't grind me down. I'm feeling down. I'm burning out. I dug in deep, closer to the end, the more we reach. We spent the best night of our lives, unaware of what they really mean. Unaware of what they really mean. So I've spent my days slowly drifting away, still keep finding my place.
Hunter, what do you think of Me From You?
I really thought that they're one of those bands that are genuinely going to take off.
I think so, too. I think their sound is, like,
phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So they sound great. Get this, 83 monthly listeners.
What?
I really thought that they were going to have closer to, like, maybe, like, 10K or something like
that. Yeah.
Like, clearly they're an up-and-coming band. But they sound so good. Like, the production on it's great. I don't know if this song specifically Alan Day worked on or not.
Yeah.
But either way, it sounds amazing. They have some other good songs up. Currently, right now, this is like their fourth most popular song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they got three other great songs, clearly.
Yeah.
And then probably a lot of other great songs, too. So
nope.
Definitely, definitely, definitely give this band a listen. Give them a little checkity check out.
A little checkity check.
If they don't, what should we do?
We should probably tell their mothers. All right. If you guys want to reach out to us at any point, we're at PPES Podcast on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And then if you can't find any of those, check out our link tree.
Also, we got Spotify. We got curated playlist. Songs that you hear on this episode can all be listened to on the individual episode. So if you hear a song you like, you can check that out. And Roper curates a lovely... How long is it? It's a good 50, 60 songs.
Yeah, I try to keep it up to about 2 hours.
Yeah, so 2 whole hours to occupy your work day, maybe.
Yeah.
Or your drive.
Yeah.
Or your workout.
If you work like a long time and you're like, man, 2 hours isn't enough, you could always just start that playlist over and listen to it again.
It is repeatable.
Listen to it about 4 times. That's your whole work day.
So anyway, today's Valentine's Day.
It is.
So I hope that you aren't... very depressed on Valentine's Day. I feel like Valentine's Day has got to be like the second holiday that people commit suicide. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Because Christmas is like number one, I think.
Well, yeah, I can see that being number one. Just like,
what do you think number two would be?
I don't know.
Well, if you feel depressed.
4th of July.
Why?
Because people are like blowing themselves up with fireworks.
Ooh, fair enough.
What's another good holiday? To kill yourself.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, don't kill yourself. There are plenty of hotlines.
I think Valentine's Day would be like a sad one if you really like, if you really are missing out on a loved one.
Yeah, you just feel alone, or like maybe you're going through a breakup.
I honestly like
you're really depressing.
I'm super single, dude, and I don't even fucking care.
You don't care?
Like, Valentine's Day has never been like a good like holiday, even when I was with somebody.
There's this great Jim Jefferies joke, and it's like, Valentine's Day is basically a formula of how much money do I have to spend for you not to be a total dick today.
Exactly.
Like, it's like partially true, but like for me, I like going all out on holidays.
Yeah.
It makes, to me, it's like, if you're in a relationship that you genuinely care about, you should really try to go out as much as you can. Like, not just on holidays, but every day, clearly.
Yeah.
But, like, holidays, it's, like, just a little extra special day to, like, make them feel loved or whatever. So, Roper, that's why I'm going to give you a hug on your way out.
Oh, thank you.
So you feel loved.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel loved no matter what.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not
gonna give you a hug. I will gladly take your hug.
Okay, I'll give you a hug.
But I'm just saying, like, Valentine's Day has never been, like, a big holiday for me to be, like, oh, I'm going to lose my mind today.
Oh, yeah. No. I think the only holidays like I genuinely look forward to, I used to say Christmas. I don't even say that anymore.
Mine's St. Paddy's Day Halloween.
I like the 4th of July and Halloween.
Ooh,
Halloween's number one.
4th of July. 4th of July is always a good one, though.
Yeah. Always have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that sounds cool. Oh, I don't know what we'll do this year. Maybe something.
Maybe something.
I have it off.
Is it on a Sunday?
No, I just have it off.
Oh, yeah, because you work at a car dealership.
Because I work at an actual job that gives me holidays off.
Yeah, you can't... Oh, yeah, that's true.
I have Memorial Day off. I've never had Memorial Day off. Maybe I did.
I bet you don't have Labor Day off, though.
I might. I don't know. They had it printed out for me.
Labor Day is, like, the biggest bullshit holiday for people that
no,
have
it's
to,
not.
That have
Day.
To work on Labor Day.
Oh yeah. Because it's for, like, the blue-collar worker.
Yeah, it's for
union.
Crowd. It's originated from unions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like, hey, you work too hard. Here's one day off every 365 days just
yeah,
for
here's
you.
An extra holiday for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes I labor it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I do.
I labor it up every day except for today because I have today off.
Oh. Yeah, I naturally have today off. We were supposed to go to a concert. We didn't go to.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot of driving.
We would have spent more time driving than at the actual concert.
Yep, absolutely.
It's too bad.
But we have the Wonder Years 10-year anniversary coming up.
We're
really looking forward to that. We got a hotel room. I made sure it was only one bed so we'd cuddle and spoon.
Yep, even though I booked the hotel, but...
Well, thanks for ruining my joke. Yeah. Appreciate it.
It's okay. We can spoon. We can push both the twin beds or the full beds together and make a gigantic bed, and then we could cuddle.
I feel like what's really gonna happen is we're gonna like go back for the show and just pass the fuck out.
Yeah,
all our energy's
because we're gonna drive that whole day, probably.
No, it's only a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, so we'll probably leave at or in the morning sometime.
Oh, good news! I got that day off of work.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did it now.
Yeah,
instead of. Like a week before, making me sweat it.
It's fine. It's good. Okay. We're all excited. I'm really pumped. Really looking forward to that show. What else am I looking forward to?
There's a couple of shows that got announced recently.
Yeah.
Like Dance Gavin Dance is coming.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to go to that show.
April. We're definitely going to that.
I'm going to buy tickets at the door, though. I'm not going to buy early.
I might.
You think it'll sell out?
It might. I might get them before just in case and then.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to that Jimmy Eat World concert.
I feel like I'd only really want to see the middle and then be like done with it.
I want to hear Sweetness and Sure and Certain. I'm just naming off all their hits. But no, I've been kind of listening to them on and off lately.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucks though is like, I think it's on a Sunday.
Okay.
And so, or it's the same week as the Wonder Years, my bad. So I can either only take that Monday after we get back off or that day after the Jimmy World concert.
Up to you, my friend.
I'm taking that Monday off because I know I'm going to be fucking dead from...
Well, we'll get done. We'll come back Sunday.
Yeah, but I'm still going to be tired.
Works for me. It's a three-day weekend for me, too, so yeah. Looking forward to it.
You need anyway, a three-day weekend? I want a three-day weekend.
Dude, I feel like you take days off all the time.
Yeah, because I always got other stuff to do.
No, I don't.
Besides actually work my job. They're okay
and that's why you need Labor Day.
Yeah, they're okay with it, though.
Yeah, good for you. I feel like my job would be okay with it, too, but, like, I don't want
to
push
they,
it.
They probably don't even know that I'm gone today, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I meant you very important at your job.
The most important.
Mm-hmm. I just see it in you.
I am the most average worker there.
Okay. All right, we got to end it on a Valentine's Day, like, themed, even though they'll be here 2 days after Valentine's Day.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.